The growth in number of opioid overdoses in 2017 increased by more than 30%, 30% from 2016. 30% more virulent, even deadly uses of these horrific drugs. This report from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, stated that there were 72,000 deaths. Let me repeat that. There were 72,000 deaths from opioid overdoses in 2017. Unbelievable. Small wonder that President Donald Trump declared the opioid crisis a national health emergency. Oh, it is indeed. It's a deadly, spreading, and virtually incurable disease and epidemic. All Americans, all of us must deal with this crisis, and we must do it now. We must. It is indeed an addiction crisis that's disastrous for America. Opioids are heroin-based painkillers. They are both legal and illegal. Doctors can prescribe drugs like Oxycontin for pain relief, and especially after major surgery. And the prescription and usage of the drug is legal, done right, and often helpful. But there is the overuse problem. Overprescriptions, that's a problem. And then there is the illegal production and distribution of opioids, many of which come in a much more powerful form than the legal kind. And sadly for Americans, the usage of these illegal opioid drugs made from dangerous, unregulated synthetics like fentanyl, what a drug that is, they are rising far faster and are primarily responsible for the current opioid epidemic and the many deaths involved. The most common of these illegal drugs, most often smuggled into America, is what is called Mexican Oxy. Mexican Oxy. They are pills made by drug cartels in Mexico that are stamped to look like the legitimate prescription drug. But instead, these lethal pills are laced with heroin and fentanyl, which makes this drug not only more potent, but far more dangerous than any prescription. This new brand of heroin-based pills has recently turned up in New Jersey and Massachusetts, where the pills were found to contain not oxycodone, which can be legally prescribed, but a lethal combination, get this now, unbelievable, a combination of heroin, morphine, and fentanyl, which is dozens of times more powerful than heroin. Oh, my soul. Unbelievable. The Center for Disease Control thinks that this combination is incredibly lethal, sure is, and it has been responsible for so many of these deaths through overdose. In addition to the Mexican drug cartels, which manufacture these deadly pills, there is evidence that the Chinese-backed smugglers are doing the very same, and both Mexico and China are taking advantage of the porous United States borders with Mexico to bring their illicit poison into our country. Many think this illegal drug smuggling is intimately tied into illegal immigration. Small wonder that President Trump wants to build the wall and to enhance the activities of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, you know, ICE, especially with regard to the border. And that may be the only way our country can identify and eradicate the horrendous smuggling of these illegal and lethal drugs into America. It is especially necessary to add new budgets and support for these law enforcement agencies because they do not have the men or the means to compete with the sophisticated billion-dollar criminal cartels in Mexico and China. Support and monies absolutely necessary to attack and counterattack this opioid crisis in America. And just think, my fellow Americans, think about that combination in these drugs. Heroin, morphine, and fentanyl. Fentanyl, the synthetic drug, is far more powerful than even pure heroin, potentially lethal in itself. Morphine can be a very, very powerful painkiller, and when both fentanyl and morphine are mixed with heroin, it is so very easy to understand how overdoses, and even lethal overdoses, can occur. Ironically, the agency ICE, which attempts to deal with this problem, is severely attacked by progressives and Democrats, and many state openly to our country that if he or she is elected, they will do everything possible to eradicate this agency for immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, which if accomplished would only far more seriously increase the opioid epidemic, resulting in the deaths of tens of thousands more Americans. Why? Why would any rational, sensible representative of our country want to eliminate the great agency ICE? Why? I, for one, American, do hope and pray that never happens. And I would never, ever vote for someone, anyone, who would have that, the elimination of ICE, as a political objective. Would you? Would you vote for someone, a progressive, a radical, or Democrat, who would eliminate an agency which works to enforce our laws, including those with respect to illegal immigration and customs enforcement? Would you? And by the way, you will be voting and voting the right way in November 2018, will you not? But you know, there is fortunately some hope with regard to opioid overdosage. There is a drug called Naxalone, which can be used when overdosage occurs. Opioids work by attaching to receptors in the nervous system. The opioids open these receptors like a key in a lock, releasing a flood of chemicals and activity in the body. Naxalone, when administered, is an opioid antagonist that clears these opioids from the receptors and allows the restoration of normal breathing. They are like keys that fit in the receptors, but they don't turn, effectively jamming the lock and kicking the opioid drug off the receptors. Isn't that great? They allow the individual who overdosed to revive, and indeed, when administered by first responders in this emergency, they absolutely, these drugs do, they absolutely save lives, thank the Lord. And that can allow the addict to seek the professional help so desperately needed to battle this horrific addiction. And is it ever a lifelong horrific addiction? And there is also what is known as a Narcan nasal spray, which when sprayed allows the Naxalone to work immediately and effectively. Again, administered by first responders, it's a lifesaver. Thank the Lord for that. And all the while as this opioid epidemic grows, the Mexican government and the Chinese government simply turn their backs on the problem and allow the production and distribution and smuggling and selling of these lethal drugs to occur without a word. And more Americans become addicted and die. And the greater the addiction, the more the smuggling and illegal use of these so-called painkillers increases. Why? Strictly money. The Mexican oxy pills made by drug cartels in Mexico can do more to hurt our great country than we the people can possibly imagine. It has got to stop. But another good thing. There is, in fact, now much greater American awareness to the illegal use, the abuse of legally prescribed opioid-based drugs. There's just too many prescriptions. But ironically, the crackdown on prescription drugs has encouraged the production and sale of illegal opioid alternatives more than ever. And these new synthetic drugs are more lethal and far more expensive and criminal to the core. Beware, my fellow Americans, of this horrific drug fentanyl. Please don't forget that name, fentanyl. It is absolutely demonic. Again, it is far more powerful and lethal than heroin itself. And when it is used, it can produce a state of addiction even more potent and lifelong lasting than heroin itself. President Trump refers to opioid addiction as a national emergency. Trump has asked Congress for even billions of dollars to fight this scourge. Interestingly, Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, a Democrat, and Representative Elijah Cummings from Maryland, a Democrat, have introduced legislation which would call for the funding of some $100 billion to deal with the opioid scourge over a full decade. The bill would support the efforts of ICE and the federal government to control and punish on the one hand, but would also include $500 million annually for the production, distribution, and usage of naloxone, when overdosage occurs. Oh, I, for one American, do hope and pray that bill passes for the good of our country, and especially our younger millennial generation. And wouldn't it be interesting to see radical progressive Democrats like Warren and Cummings working with Republican conservative Donald Trump on this issue and objective? Wouldn't that be good for America? Opioid addiction affects every single family, does it not? Whether a spouse, child, parent, relative, or friend, or associate, or business associate, surely you and yours have been affected by this opioid epidemic, have you not? I know my extended family has, and my friends, it breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart to see someone you love in the throes of this satanic addiction is heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching. And there is so little which can be done by any family other than to seek professional help and medication. Opioid painkillers should be much more seriously controlled, in my opinion, just like the illegal kind. What do you think? The smuggling of illegal drugs into our country, it just simply must be stopped. It must be stopped. The manufacturing and distribution of these synthetic killers anywhere by anyone must be eradicated. Criminal penalties should be severe, and we Americans must invest in antidotes and remedies and treatments for this incredible opioid epidemic, which must be stopped here and now. Remember those who wish political power for the purpose of eliminating the agency ICE. Don't vote for them. Remember those who recognize this addiction epidemic and will use their political power to solve the problem. Vote for them. And you will vote in November 2018, will you not, my fellow American? America needs your vote now more than ever.